Whole lot of ground to cover this morning with Peter Morici of the Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. If I could get you a VIP pass, would it be intriguing, fun for you to sit in on the G8 summit in Thurmont or not?
Well, I think it would be intriguing, but to me it's the convocation of the irrelevant. I think it would be like sitting in on the Marx Brothers, preparing to do A Night at the Opera.
Yeah.
You know, the gags and foolish things they could do. I mean, the players that really matter now are the weaklings, so to speak. Greece, Portugal, and Spain.
Right.
It's the old story, if you owe the bank, you know, $1 billion, it's the bank that's got a headache.
Uh-huh.
Well, at the end of the day now, the people that are really going to drive reform are the people on the left, of all places, in Greece, because they're in a position to say, look, if this austerity nonsense doesn't stop, then we're just going to default on the bonds.
Mm-hmm.
In the end of the day, what Angela Merkel just can't accept is that Greece is still a sovereign government, that their occupying army isn't administering civil order in Athens and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, this is German imperialism under another cloak. I want to be clear. I don't believe that Mrs. Merkel is, you know, a malcreant. I don't believe that she has this intention. It's just the ideology that the Germans cling to because of the legacy of the Weimar Republic and the Great Inflation there. It's not something to laugh about. That they really don't have a clear vision of economics. You know, the Germans have not contributed an ought to modern economics. I mean, they're like off the map when it comes to my discipline.
Hmm. Did you see a headline the other day, Secretary of State Clinton welcomes the government change in France?
Well, what do you expect? I mean, you got a free spending government, but also we have to maintain good relations with our oldest ally. And, I mean, this is the choice of the Greek people, and she has to do business with them. And,
yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not like a communist government or a fascist government, something that the Americans just can't tolerate for reasons of our most basic principles, and that we don't have that there. I mean, the French people have basically chosen, you can call them whatever you want, but basically they've chosen a liberal democratic government in our terms, and she has to do business with them.
Yeah. How many Facebook shares are you buying today?
Zip. I think it's a fool's. I think it's Seward's folly didn't turn out to be a folly. There was oil under Alaska,
right?
And a lot of fish, and a great place to shoot interesting movies. I see none of those things at Facebook. In fact, the people who are going to get the money, half of it's being taken out of the company.
Mm-hmm.
They're cashing out for good reason. Facebook doesn't have the potential, in my mind, for brand extension. It doesn't have the potential for growth. It already has 900 million users. Remember, there are only 6 billion people on the earth.
Right.
Maybe 3 billion people that are adults, maybe 2 billion people that are potential users. It's got 40 to 50% of the potential users already.
Yeah.
So how is it going to grow? And the other thing is a Facebook ad doesn't get you many customers or sales. So, I mean, that's why General Motors
pulled out,
spent $40 million a year on Facebook. $30 million doesn't go to Facebook. It goes into just constructing their page. So Facebook doesn't get any of that money. And the other $10 million that they were spending on ads, they're pulling because they're not resulting in car sales.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the thing is, it's a nice thing. You know, it's kind of like listening to Peter Morici on the radio. But I don't think you could do an IPO on on this marvelous media machine. I was written up yesterday by a blogger as sort of the quintessential media magnet.
Really?
Yes. Oh, it's a great blog. I mean,
where is it?
I don't have it in front of me. I'd have to send it to you. I sent it to the president of the university and the dean, and five will get you seven. I won't hear anything positive about it.
But
you
that's know, the important
they don't, they, they, that's... they don't like what's going on over here.
Peter Morici, thank you. The commemorative mug from the G8 summit is on the way to you. Thanks as always.